So she graduated in August of 1951, and Warren, her husband, did this with her. They were a team.
Oh, yeah.
She's talked about that.
But when she graduated, it was the three of us, my dad, my mom, and me. She was pregnant with me when she graduated.
Okay. All right. You were there. How cool. How cool.
So she tells people, they ask, did your son go to law school? She said, well, in a sense.
And then you were at the party afterwards as well. And now Thurgood Marshall challenged the state because blacks in school sat segregated, ate segregated. Did the fact of the segregation violate the 14th Amendment? And the U.S. Supreme Court answered with a unanimous yes on June 5, 1950.
Mom says that when they went home on that Friday, the signs were up as usual. And when they got there on that following Monday, the signs were gone.
Yeah.
And she moved down on the front row.
She did move to the front row. So all this led to a little girl in Topeka, Kansas, by the name of Linda Brown. And it was what gave Thurgood Marshall precedence in Brown versus Board of Education.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, I think it was Cheryl Wadley in her book that discovered the letter that Linda Brown had attended a Ada Sippy official rally during the time that Mom was trying to get in school at OU. And that's when she first heard about my mother.
How about that? Mm. So there was a tie.
Oh, yeah.
And when your mother applied for admission to the University of Oklahoma in January of 46, all newspapers and radio shouted to the mountaintop that she was trying to enter. But when she graduated 5 years later, nary a word. The white media did not carry it. Only the Black Dispatch in Oklahoma City and the Tulsa Eagle reported the news. Then she ultimately returned to the Langston campus and became a professor. She did some law work, though,
yeah,
didn't she?
Yeah. And I don't remember the cases, but one of them that she talked a lot about was a murder case. A black woman in Chickasha had been accused of killing this guy, and she got her life sentence, and she thought in Oklahoma, considering the fact that she had been found guilty of killing a white man, would have ordinarily been the death penalty. So she thought that was a big deal. She also fought to get an African-American admitted into the college in Chickasha. At that time, it was an all-girls college, and this lady wanted to get in there. Mama represented her and got her in school.
Why would that have to be a fight at that point, since this was settled?
Because the school would not admit the lady.
Because she was black?
Yeah, and Mom had to file a lawsuit.
I thought you couldn't do that anymore after the Supreme Court ruled.
They did it.